We left off on Chavzayim and Beis. So the Mishnah told us that the person loses a get, and then they think that they found it. We just want to be 100% sure that it's the same get, lest it be another get written by a different person with the same names, which of course would be a lack of Lishma, would be possible in the Torah. The Mishnah says if you find the get right away, then don't worry about it. Time has elapsed. So then we have a potential concern, unless there's some identifying feature we spoke about in the previous sugya. The person has a siman muvavav that he remembers, it's a little hole next to that letter or something, it's something different. But if you're not 100% sure the get is yours, and a lot of time has passed, then we have a problem. So
the Gemara, the get is dated?
But the get is dated, right. So comes the Gemara, so it's the bottom of Chazayim Rebeis, it's two dots, it's about 10, 12 lines up from the bottom, the Imlaf Pasol. So Tanur Rabbanan. What is considered to be time is elapsed? The Mishnah is very vague as to how much time we have to be concerned with. Rabbi Nosson Omer Sheshal Kadei Shetav Shiyar V'Tishrei. So Rabbi Nosson says that the amount of time that a caravan could have passed by and spent some time there, and again, the reason being is that there's a chance that get may have been brought from another place. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says it's not enough for a theoretical time on the clock. You have to be standing there. Somebody has to be standing and watching that nobody else has come. So there's a get in a crowded area and you're watching that there are other caravans, other people, other traffic coming, then you have to be concerned. But if you're watching, there's nobody around, so then there's nothing to worry about. Those who add on and say it's not enough just to see that that somebody passed by, but somebody actually spent some time and somebody just walked by quickly, the odds that he dropped to get it in a split second that he's passing through are extremely unlikely. But if somebody else was there and hanging around for a while, that will pose a problem. Rebbe Yomik, the lift of us again. Rebbe says the amount of time to write again. Rashi already points out, this time doesn't really correspond to anything. No one's writing a get right on in the middle of the caravan. It was just a shear the Chazal gave. It was just somewhat of an arbitrary shear to give you as to what point we have to be concerned. The Yitzhak Omer, the Kroso. So the Yitzhak continued also along with those arbitrary shearim, the amount of time it takes to read again. That the others said that the shear is the amount of time to write and to read again. So the bottom line is there seem to be really almost like three different approaches of the Tanoim as to where we draw this line. Everybody agrees that's to be some kind of a somewhat arbitrary line of demarcation. At what point do we think there's already a concern? So some Tanoim say that there's this theoretical time, the amount of time that somebody could have come. Other Tanoim are focusing more on the practical, that someone has to literally be there in order for it to be a problem. And then the other Tanoim we're picking with Gamin arbitrary Shia, the amount of time it takes to write again, to read again, etc., which again doesn't correspond to anything here, but it's a Shia the Chazal just picked out to say that after a certain point, we have to be worried. But what if time has already elapsed? But the person has sivanim. He knows exactly that this is the right get. Even though then we can testify that this get is the authentic get. We don't have to worry about it. The amri neck of yeshba b'tzad os plotis. If the edim can identify that there was a hole next to this letter, so the letter gimel in the get, there's a little hole there. So that's a siman muvok, and that can be used to identify again. The Amy Eden al Simani Aguf. You cannot testify and say just a very, very generic statement about this get. I'll say, oh yeah, for sure that's the get. I recognize the get. It's on a long piece of paper. It's on a short piece of paper. It's on a white piece of paper. It has black ink. It's on some. Obviously, a siman has to be something that's a little bit of demarcation. It's like the Loch and Elam Mitzias that somebody loses money. So what's the symbol on the money? It has a picture of George Washington on the dollar bill. So that's a joke. So it has to be something a little bit more identifiable than that. Matzo kosher bekis ba'arniki v'tabas. What if the get was found tied to one's wallet or to one's money belt or to one's ring? So here we have a simonim in the item that it was tied to. Osher matzo ben kelev. Or the person finds the get in his house together with all those other things. I feel this mamruba question. There's nothing to worry about. The bottom line is, this is all mitzvahs questions. These are all just very, very technical questions. Is there any concern whatsoever that this get was swapped or not? Itmar, the Yehuda Mashmah Halacha Shlo Shah Adam Sham, Rabbi Machana Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mashmah Halacha Shlo Over Adam Sham. So we had a machlokes at Tanoim before as to what the exact shear is. Is the shear that you watched and you didn't see anybody even pass through, or you were watching and you didn't see anybody stop for a few minutes? So different Amoraim paskin like different Tanoim. So he asked the Gemara, Lema Mar Halacha Kemar, Mar Halacha Kemar. Why did the Amoraim repeat the Shiurim? They should have just said, Halacha Kemitzchak, Halacha Keachem, Halacha to this, Halacha to that. Usually the Amoraim just say the name of who they paskin like, and then we'll figure out what they meant. Says the Gemara, Mishum Da'afchinu, because there were different traditions as to which Tanoim said which. Sometimes you have this, that we know the Rebbe Meir said one thing, and another Rebbe said another thing. And we had a machloikis as to who said what. So therefore, the Amoraim didn't want to mislead us by saying halacha Rabbi Meir. Maybe we'll have the wrong version of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, the Amoraim were explicit in how they passed. Matzah the chafisa b'lusku. The Mishnah had said that if you find a get in a chafisa, like some kind of a bag or something, or with lusku muscle, we're trying to figure out what exactly these things are. My chafisa amarab rabachada chemis katana. It's a like a little chemis. Chemis is like a little kertir, little leather pouch that they used to drink from. So if you find a get in this kind of in the chemis, so then if you have a sibir on the chemis, then you can identify the get. My dluskuma, what do the word dluskuma mean in the Mishnah? Talika de sabi. So in case you're interested, Rashi says tashka balaz. So in case your old French is up to par, mine is not. So you'll figure out the bottom line, they need some kind of a little bag, they need some kind of a suitcase, some kind of a pouch or something. And again, the idea being that there is an identified feature in the bag itself, and therefore we can assume that the get is the original get. So now we move on to out of the technicalities of finding get in bags, we move on to some basic halachas that actually go way beyond the set as get in. They begin to discuss the principle we spoke about many times called chazocha. There's a basic underlying premise in halacha that we assume things are the same until proven otherwise. It's called the chazocha meikara. Remember, Sechas Chulim derives from psukim, such a principle. And this principle of chazocha is going to play out now in our Mishnah as well. Hamevi get. A shaliach brings the get. He's been traveling for weeks and weeks. He's about to bring the get. He's about to deliver the get. Yinicho zocha necholem. But he realizes that when he left, the person who authorized, they left the husband who authorized him to bring the get, the husband was very, very old, or the husband was sick. And now the question becomes, in an age of no texting and no emails and no phone calls, how does he know that the husband is still alive? Now, if the husband is no longer alive, we don't want to give that get. Because giving a get, even though technically the woman will be with Teres, when the husband's dead or the husband gave a get, either way, the woman will be able to remarry. But there are going to be some important differences by halacha. There are going to be differences in terms of chalitza, whether the woman would require yibum, chalitza, etc., that she can marry a kohen. So we really don't want to give a get unless we're certain that the husband is still alive. Once the husband dies, the absolute get is no good. So the Mishnah raises a very technical question. The person's been just been traveling for weeks. He left the husband in not such a great state. He left him as a chol or a zaken. Can he still assume that he's alive? And Mishnah says, yes, no slavach has shukayim. And the person has a chazocha, and he was alive 6 weeks ago, and we assume that he's still alive at this point. Based on this halacha, there's a similar principle, nothing to do with gittin right now. Bas Yisrael had a suah l'kohen. If you have a regular Jewish girl, a Bas Yisrael, so she herself is not a Bas Kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen. Now the halacha is, as long as the husband is alive, she can't eat truma. You know, she herself is not a Bas Kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. But the halach baram didn't say, the husband goes off on a trip to China, he hasn't been around for 2 years. So is she permitted to continue to eat truma or not? Does she have to be concerned? Maybe he was shipwrecked. Maybe he was killed. Maybe he died. Who knows what happened in the last 2 years? Again, we're living in a world of no communication. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, brachas, that if you see a person you haven't seen for a year, you should make a bracha of mechaya hameisim. So the post came right that we don't usually make that bracha today because mechaya hameisim was reserved for, the Parsha didn't know if the guy was still alive or not. Whereas today, the person that you would have heard, we got a coin, we got the phone, something you would have found out. So that excitement of seeing somebody, if you're not seeing them after a year, is not, maybe you're excited to see them, but loved after you're excited to think that they were no longer alive. So here the Mishnah says the same halacha, that if you have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and the husband went and didn't say, b'chalos b'truma, she can continue to eat truma, b'ches k'shukayim, working with the assumption that he is still alive. And then the Mishnah has a third example. Shaleach HaTosav Amdina Sayam. If a person sends a Korban Chatas, he's far away, he's in China, and he's chayv to be a Korban Chatas, so he sends an animal to be brought, the animal on the next boat. He says, bring this animal on my behalf. You bring my Shaleach to bring this animal on my behalf. It's a Korban Chatas. How do you know that the person who sent the Korban is still alive? The halacha is that once a person brings a Korban Chatas, a person designates a Korban Chatas, and then the owner of that chatas subsequently dies, you're not allowed to bring that chatas. That's what's called the chatas shemesu ba'aleha. So there's a halacha l'moshe b'sina, the Gemara says that a chatas shemesu ba'aleha has to, cannot be brought. It has to be halacha l'misa. You can't bring that chatas, because once a person is dead, he can't get a kapara anymore for his avarus. So here we have a problem. That here we have a chatas that was sent 6 months ago from China. We have no way of checking whether the owner of this chatas is still alive. The Rishon says it's also okay. You can bring the chatas also. So again, we have three different halachas, all working with the same basic premise that once a person is alive, we assume they're alive until proven otherwise. So we'll give a get based on the fact that he's probably alive. We'll let her eat truma based on the fact the husband's probably alive. We'll bring the chatas based on the fact that the owner's probably alive. These are all expressions of the same principle. In the Torah called chazaka. We have a right to rely on the status quo. So now comes the Gemara and begins to chisel away at the chazaka a little bit. So Amar Rava, lo shanu el hazaka yishlo gil gvuros. When do we say that a person has this chazaka? That's if he hasn't reached a certain age. But he's already reached a certain age, so we have, and there's much more of a concern that he may really no longer be alive. What is that age? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Gevuros, Gevay Shmonim Shana. Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Yimei Shosed Shivim Shana, and Gevur Shmonim Shana. That's about 70 years or so, that's the average lifespan. Gevuros Shmonim Shana. We could just mute, possibly. In Gevuros Shmonim Shana, 80 years, that's already. Gevuros. I remember there used to be a balabas of Abed Nashuv. He passed away already a couple of years ago. He was well into his 80s. So he used to say to me that he doesn't daven anymore for Arichas Yom. He said he considers that to be a chutzpah. He said he already has Arichas Yom. He says, whatever good brother gives him, he feels it's not. I'm not saying that's correct or not correct, that approach. That was his approach towards life. So that's what the Gemara said. The person already passed the age of Guru is past 80. So then the Chazaka is not so strong anymore. Or the Chola. Or simply when the Mishnah says that we can assume that the person is still alive, even though he's sick, that's a regular Chola. We hope most people will recover. If the person is over 80, or the Gosis, or the Gosis, Gosis means Jerome Gosis Misa. And he's so sick that the odds are he's probably not going to survive. Then we no longer have a chazaka. So the person sends again. The guy's in China, and the guy is deathly ill. And the shaliach comes 6 months later to assume that the person is still alive. That's already stretching a little bit. That there is a principle of a chazaka, but even the chazaka itself has certain limitations. So Eishei Abayi. So Abayi raised the objection. Maybe get the person brings again in chazaka, and he leaves the person behind as an older man. I feel ben mea shana. Even if the person is 100 years old, no sila b'cheska shukayim, so we can still assume that he has a chazak. So that questions is bright. It contradicts what Rabbi said. The Mishnah doesn't put a number on. The Mishnah just says people have a chazak and we're good to go. And Rabbi said, no, not so simple. Until a certain age, you lose that chazak. So Rabbi said, it's not true. The Bryce says explicitly, yeah, even until the age of 100, the Mishnah says that Rabbi is rejected. The word yufta usually means that it's just outright rejected. There's no answer. And then strangely enough, the Gemara says, Vibai Seva, I'll give you an answer. The Gemara says, now maybe there really is an answer. What's the answer? Kevin, the iflig, that once a person has reached a certain point in their life, then the chazak almost comes back to them again. So when a person reached the point of 80, things are not, the chazak gets a little bit shaky, but they made it past. So the question is, what that magic line is, at what point do we say, once they've reached a certain point, then the odds are they're probably going to continue to stay alive. So Rashi learns that's the point of 90. Others say it's the point of 100. So we'll be making like Rashi. If it makes it to 90, so we'll, that's already, again, I'll defer to the doctors here. Is there a certain, a certain notion of that? The person makes it, they passed a certain stage in life, so then there's a better chance they're going to live a little bit longer. Is there any truth to that or not? I have no idea. I think the svara is that, again, I don't want to say anything wrong medically, but a person survived certain whatever age brackets of problems, and they're obviously pretty strong, they're obviously pretty good, and they've made it to the point of 90. There's a better chance that they'll make it to 91 than the person who's 80 will make it to 81, something like that. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah. Rebbe, maybe it's based on the Rashi that Yaakov was it that he was happy once he passed the age of his parents. Then when they died, has spelled a certain way. So maybe that's the barometer.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say what it is. You have to check. I don't think you have to check with the actuaries on this one. They'll tell you what the lifespan kind of things are all about.
That's like that. Like, it'll be smart past like 40, 50, 60.
Right. Because the odds of those, whatever those illnesses. Right. Then the odds get better. Right. So again, I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says. So Rami lay Abai the Rabbah. So Abaye posed a challenge to Rabbah.
So now. It would be very bad, like, if we accepted.
The what?
And, like,
it would be depressing.
No, it would damage our chazakah.
Okay, everyone should live with the room. Everyone a bracha, maybe yes, inshallah, which will be well. So, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi. So, Abaye asked Rabbi the following contradiction. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and maybe get the Nicha Zoch and Ochol Nos Bechaz. The basic bit of the Mishnah, forget about the 80, 90, 100s. The basic bit of the Mishnah is that if a person is a Zoch and a Ochol, whatever that means, so he still maintains the Chazoch that he is alive. Uminu, we have a source that contradicts that. A person gives a get to his wife, and he words the get in a very, very strange way. He says he's giving her a get that should only take effect an hour before he dies. Now, why would he do such a sort of thing? He's going to die anyway in an hour. So the answer is he's trying to be nice. He's trying to save her from Yibam and Chalitza. He knows he has one brother in Australia. It's going to be a big hassle to do Chalitza. On the other hand, he doesn't want to deport him. So he may marry her. So he says, no problem, we'll divorce her, the divorce should take effect 1 hour before he dies. So now the Mishnah says there's a technical problem in terms of truma. If he's a kohen, and she's now the Ashes kohen, so she's eating truma based on the fact that she's married to him, so she never really knows if she's still married to him. Nobody knows when their moment's going to be. So here, she wants to sit down at February 16th and eat breakfast of truma at 7 o'clock. How does she know that he's going to survive till 8 o'clock? He's going to die at 7:30. So if he dies at 7:30, Loy Milsa turns out that she was really divorced at 6:30. She's not an Ashes Kohen anymore. So the Chazal say that Inochanami, Asura Lecha B'Truma Yad, she can no longer eat Truma immediately. Why is that? So clearly the Tanoim were concerned that the person may die. So that's what the question that Bai posed to his Rebbe to Rabbah was. Do we assume if a person is alive, they're remaining alive until proven otherwise, or not? Does a person really have a cheskes chayim? So our Mishnah says they have a cheskes chayim, that we assume if you're alive now, you're alive until you die, you assume you're alive. So to over here, so the person we should say has a cheskes that he's alive. Mehechates, he's going to die in the next 25 minutes. So, what? Miyad. What is that? Miyad means immediately. I mean, so asur lechem mitrum miyad. So she's not allowed to eat truma immediately.
But there's two chazakas. One chazaka is that a person at that state is going to die, and one chazaka that is alive, and they can negate each other. But it's sort of like a goseis. Goseis, it has one chazaka, and a person who's on his deathbed has another chazaka. That's why we mekabel things prepare, but you know. All these halachas by a person's about to die, that he gives instructions.
No, but there's no other chazak here. Here, the person's perfectly healthy. The guy's totally fine, but he gave this get that's identifying that she can't eat truma an hour before he dies. So the only reason why we say she's a surik truma is because we're afraid he's going to die at any moment. So that saying he's going to die at any moment, that's undermining the cheskes chayim. There's nothing wrong. The guy's perfectly healthy. So that's the contradiction that Rabbi pointed out to Abaye. Bai pointed out to Rabbah. He says, I don't understand. He says, does a person have a chazak he's going to live? Or is it not a chazak he's going to live?
Based on that, you can never do a get. You've got a healthy young person, you can get, you know, the
young out. So that's exactly what the Gemara's question. The Gemara's saying, the Mishnah of the Farish is a chazak. We know there's a chazak of Meikara. And then we have this other statement of Chazal that seems to contradict it. So the Gemara says, no. Amale Truma Agibin Karamis. No, there's a big difference. Truma Efshar, get low Efshar. He said, you're right. Minat Torah, of course, we rely on Chazakah. The guy's going to die in the next 5 minutes. Very, very unlikely. So we rely on Chazakahs. So in all areas of Halacha, we have to rely on Chazakahs. We're going to rely on Chazakahs. But Truma, it's not so important to rely on Chazakahs. Well, let him be Chulun. What's the big deal? She has to eat Truma. So it's not necessary. If he gives again, in any circumstance, so she now loses the ability to eat Truma. Whereas again, if you're not going to follow the chazaka, it's going to be impossible of getting set with the sayam. We don't want to do that. That's going to lead to terrible aguna problems. So therefore, Rabbi's response to Abai was he right that the ikra din, the chazakas are good, but if we can avoid it, we try to avoid it. Truma, we can avoid it. We can't avoid it. So truma efshar, get lo efshar. So says the Gemara, okay. So that first question didn't succeed. Let's get another question. Barabi truma truma. So we have a contradiction about truma proper. So today we learned in a Mishnah, Vas Yisrael had a suah l'kohen, v'holach b'alam dinas hayam, v'chalas b'truma chasim kohen. It's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Feirish, that she can continue to eat truma. So we're talking about truma. So truma also we rely on chazaka. So why do we say, let her eat chulin, urminu, and we contradict this by saying, ha'reizei kitnech sha'achas chom yisasa, the case which you said before, asu l'lecha b'trumiyan. So even within truma, we find that there's a discrepancy. We find there's a contradiction. So what's the answer? Amar Rav Adi Rav Yitzchak, Shani Hasam, Shuvei Asra, Alav Sha'achas Kodabisa. So over the year, in the case where he gives her the get for, that should take effect now before he dies, so we know for a fact that it's going to be a time that she won't be able to eat truma. There is some unidentified time there that she won't be able to eat truma. So that's worse. So says the Gemara, Masma Papa. Papa says, it's not even true. We might eat my inspiration. There'll be my inspiration. Who says he's going to die first? Maybe she'll die first. So if she'll die first, there never was this time. There was never a moment on the clock that she can't eat truma. So that teretz doesn't really explain anything. So Elam Abaye. So Abaye said the answer is as follows, that this is actually Machlokes HaTanoim. Lokasha HaRimea de Lokhash Tabisa HaRabina de Chash Tabisa. It was actually a Machlokes HaTanoim. Are we afraid for Misa or not? Is that something that we take into consideration that we have to alter the halacha based on the fact that somebody may die? Or do we say, no, Kozman, you're alive, you should be well, maybe there's some shadow, you have a chazaka, you don't have to worry about anything. So the fact that we have different tanaim saying different things, so we must say, so what? At the first, not the last, machlekes in the world. How do we know there's such a machlekes? Where do we have recorded such a machlekes? So we don't have a machlekes explicit about Misa. We have a similar machlekes that we spoke about earlier, which seems to be related. This not we learned in the following. It's a question whether it's a Mishnah, Bryce, whatever it is, by Sanya. We spoke about this back in the beginning of the third parak. If a person buys wine from Kusim, Kusim are those fellows who lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ma'ishedi, they were at the end of Ma'ishedi, lived to Ma'ishedi, and it wasn't exactly clear what their story was. One thing was pretty clear, they weren't so from them. They weren't Nachman in many, many mitzvahs. So if you buy wine from them, you have to be concerned that they didn't take off any of the proper troops in Ma'ishedi. They were the worst of the Amoratsim. The Amoratsim were full-fledged Jews. The farmers weren't so careful in Ma'ishedi, but they weren't careful about truma. And most of the Jewish farmers were even careful about mice. It was a chumrah to take off the mice. Whereas the Kusim, they were much, much worse. The Kusim, 100% sure they were Jewish. And even if they were Jewish, they were very, very negligent in many areas of halacha. So these fellows, the Samaritans, they've already gone. In the last 2,000 years, they've gone legamri off the deep end. They're not even considered to be part of Klal Yisrael anymore. But in those days, the Kechi Ayurveda Kusim, Omesh Nelugin Shid Asa Lahafresh. So a person has to take off chumas and ma'isras, but he doesn't have the ability to do so. We know where to put the chumas and ma'isras. So he wants to separate it without separating. He wants to declare chumas and ma'isras to be determined later. So he can do that. So Shnei Lugin, Shnei Aslahaf, and she says that the two of the Lugin that I'm going to separate later, Harei Truma, these should be Truma. Asara, the 10 things are going to separate later, ma'isarisha. Tisha, ma'isarisha, the 9 things are going to separate from ma'isarisha. Should if Ma'aser Sheni should be separated, Umecher, I'll be pulled out, redeemed the Ma'aser Sheni onto coins. The Sheis to be added to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said that you go ahead and drink the wine. So basically, he's got a big bottle of wine, and he has no place to put the Trumas and Ma'asers. So he says, no problem. I'm drinking now, and to be determined tomorrow, I'll set aside exactly what it's going to be. But I want it to be chal retroactively from now. And then he's going to keep on drinking all the wine. And then tomorrow he leaves a little bit of wine over and he'll declare that should be the truma. So Rabbi Meir says you can do that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yais, Rabbi Shimon, Eishin. So the other Tanakh said you cannot pull off such a stunt. So what is the problem? What is the machlok? Yes? So earlier in the parashah, the Gemara thought there was a very, very lumdish machlok. So you're about Breira. Can you designate something retroactively? That's a loaded, loaded lumdish question. Here the Gemara is working with the other assumption. No, it's not a real problem here. In theory, you could do such a stunt. It's a very, very technical concern here. The concern is that maybe something's going to happen to the nose. The barrel's going to break. The bottle's going to break. So if the barrel breaks, And now the rest of that wine that's left inside that's supposed to be designated tomorrow may end up getting lost. So now it'll turn out that you drank wine, which wasn't separate to the from. There's a total technical potential problem here that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, said you can't rely on the future. So what is the machlokes about? Rabbi Meir says it's okay, you can assume everything's going to be fine tomorrow. And the other time said, no, you can't. So that's a very simple machlokes. Do you follow the chazal or not? So Rabbi Meir said the same way that you assume if the barrel's in good shape today, it's going to be in good shape tomorrow. If the person's in good shape today, it'll be in good shape tomorrow. And the other thing I'm saying, if the barrel's may break tomorrow, the person may die by tomorrow. It's the same. It's obviously not identical, but it's a similar kind of a question. Can we say with a straight face we're following the chazaka, or do we have to be concerned that something's going to break, something's going to undo that chazaka? So again, so we have multiple ways of trying to tackle this contradiction, whether we're chashish l'misha or not. So one way of tackling this is it's age-old machlokes of tefillah. Rava says, on the top of Rava says a very, very lumdish distinction that it's not a machlokes, but actually two different principles playing out over here. That the two cases of can the woman eat truma, assuming that the husband is still alive, that was one question. And the other, that was one statement. And the other question is, but he gives her a get, should be chal, sabachut, misalso, could she continue to eat truma? So we thought that that's the same question. Is he going to die or not going to die? It's not exactly the same, says the Gemara. That in one case, in order for us to have a problem, we have to say he has already died. There was no get that was given. You know, a woman's married to a kohen, she's eating truma, and for the last 20 years she's eating truma, he goes to China. The only thing that will stop her from eating truma is to make a statement, the husband has already died. You cannot make that statement because to say that somebody died, that is contradicting the chazaka. Last week he was alive. If someone was alive last week, you assume he's alive today. You can't say he died already. To say he died already is an outright violation, contradiction of the chazaka. In the case when he gives a get to his wife, that it should take effect, we're not saying he died yet. We're saying he's going to die. So right now at 7 o'clock, she can't eat truma, not because he's dead. Say dead. The guy's alive and well for the next 10 minutes. I mean, in the next 10 minutes, he's going to die. But that, per se, is not a contradiction to the chazaka. So it's a very, very fine lumdish line. The statement of Rava, Shema Meis Mechashir, to say he already died in the past tense, that you can't do, that contradicts the chazaka. To say Shema Yomus, he's going to die in the future, everyone's going to die eventually. So that's not considered to be a violation of the chazaka.
On a technical basis, giving the get, or is he?
Well, he gave her a get, gives her the get, but he puts a tonight to the get. He puts a brakes on the get and saying the get should only take effect an hour before he dies. So until that hour comes, which we don't know when it's going to be, until that hour comes, she's a full-fledged, she's his wife, she can be truma. The problem is, has that hour arrived yet? So that's what the Gemara says. We can assume that the hour may have arrived. There's a chashash, the hour may arrive, and that's not contradicting outright the chazaka, because the chazaka was that he's alive, and we're still saying he's alive. Yeah, if he changed, yeah, if he says he doesn't want to get to Michal, because the get didn't take place yet. So, I'm going to back up a mouse, the Rav, I know that the Shemi Yamasu Uplagi, but what about the case of the node? We're afraid that the barrel is going to break, and there are some Tanarim who say we are afraid of that. So, what says, yeah, you're right, I'm going to be discarded the shiny node, the Efshad, the Muscle, and the Shomer. That a node is different. We're more machmir with by a node we're not afraid. So the Gemara says, no, by the node, by the barrel, we're not afraid. You can hand it over to somebody to watch it. That's not going to break. The Gemara says, come on, that's not going to work. Maslow, Shasha, Arvach, Arvitzer. The person who you're asking to watch the node, he needs someone to watch him. He'll fall asleep and he won't notice that the thing broke. So Elamar Rabba says, the real answer is Shema Meisla Chashidim. To say that somebody Mamish died, that we will not, we're not concerned with. Shema Yomos Tanoidi. But to say that the person may die, that was a machlekes hatanoim. So the bottom line is Rav's answer stands. Not all tanoim agree to that, to the concern of Shem Yamos, but the Shem Meis, everybody agrees, ultimately is not a concern because the Chazaka carries it. Okay, we'll stop it. We just have to talk to the schedule next week. To remember, it's Monday, it's President's Day, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's Rosh Chodesh.
What's any preference by Rabbi?